Good afternoon, everyone. You know what time it is, 12:05 p.m. on Monday, April 25th, 2016. This is Londi Sagastume, and welcome to Healthy Living, where we talk about having a healthy lifestyle by eating right, exercising, and staying committed. I'm here with Allison Trushai, the co-owner of Sitnap Strength and Conditioning Gym. Allison was a former gymnast who has competed in the CrossFit Games Regionals in 2012 and 2013. She is also currently top 5 in the nation in the 69 kilograms weight class in weightlifting. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks.
So, I want to start off by you explaining to our listeners what Sitnaps means and how did you guys come up with the name for your gym?
Yeah, so I was actually a cognitive science major in college. So this really fits in well with my background. So the synapses in your brain, use them a lot when you're making new connections with things. So when you're learning new skills, you're forming new synapses. And synapse strength conditioning is a place where we're constantly learning. That's our goal. We're learning how to move better. We're learning new skills. We're really working on skills. It's not just taking a class. It's learning progressions and progressing through your exercise so that a year from now you're much more fit, more skilled, more coordinated than you were today.
Oh, okay, that's very clever. That's a unique name, and like I would have not known that if you explained it, because I'm not a science major. That's great. That's clever. So I also read on your website that you always decided to have a gym of your own. Did you originally see yourself in a CrossFit gym, or were you originally focused on gymnastics?
You know, when I was a kid, I definitely thought it was going to be a gymnastics gym. When I quit gymnastics, I was really burnt out from gymnastics. I had 2 injuries right in a row, and I ended up just wanting a break from gymnastics. I moved into competitive dancing and did some cheerleading here and there. But it really took me a while to come back to the idea of owning a gym. And when I got back into fitness, I actually gained a lot of weight after I quit gymnastics because I wasn't working out very much. I got pretty depressed at the same time. And I just needed something that was going to get me out of that rut. And that's when I found CrossFit. And it really kind of woke me up. I lost a lot of weight and fell in love with the whole process of CrossFit. And that kind of reawakening was what inspired me to become owner of Sitnaps.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So going back to that, you said you got 2 injuries in gymnastics.
Yeah.
What injuries did you have? And do they affect you when you're doing CrossFit now?
No, they don't affect me now. I had I broke my foot. And then the day I came back, I broke my hand. I ended up going on my broken hand in gymnastics for about 3 weeks. And that's just how gymnastics in Texas is. You just keep going. And so I sustained those injuries. I healed them. I did a lot of conditioning when I was injured. And I got really good at conditioning. And I think that's part of the reason that I got to be so good at CrossFit is that I was just conditioning nonstop when I was injured in gymnastics. Then finally I got burnt out.
So would you say that even though you didn't continue in gymnastics, would you say that having that experience before helps you in what you do now?
100%. Gymnastics is completely 100% the foundation of who I am. When you are a competitive gymnast, I was training 30 hours a week when I was in middle school. And so I had to prioritize training and homework. I was at a really competitive private school in Dallas. And so I was still doing well in school and still training at the same time. And that required a lot of discipline. I wasn't allowed to go to parties or sleepovers or anything like that.
Did you want to join gymnastics, or was it your parents that put you in?
It was definitely me. They put me in when I was about 3, and I was still doing other sports until the age of, I think, 7, when I decided that gymnastics was the only thing I wanted to do. And so because I was training so much, I wasn't watching TV, I wasn't listening to music, I wasn't, you know, doing the same things that other kids were doing. And so I think I had a much different childhood than other kids. And so now, you know, I still don't own live TV. I still don't I pay attention to a lot of the media stuff, and it's I'm still training. I'm still in that mindset, and I think that those values that I learned when I was a kid really impact my ability to stay focused and own my own business and train at the same time now.
That's great. How long did you do gymnastics for? How long have you been in CrossFit for?
I did gymnastics for 10 years. I've been in CrossFit or weightlifting since 2010, so almost 6 years.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So what, sorry, excuse me. So what exactly is CrossFit for those who do not know what it is?
Sure. So there's a lot of different definitions. It's pretty hard to define in one sentence, but for the most part, it's high-intensity training that's combining weightlifting. It combines powerlifting, gymnastics, conditioning, plyometrics, and sprint conditioning into short, intense workouts. So there, it's similar to like a circuit training. It's something that's been around for, you know, tens of years, right? It's been around for a very long time, but it's not always been called CrossFit. It's circuit training. And it just hasn't always been, used in a competitive environment as it is now. And it just hasn't been, you know, popularized like it is now. So it's definitely something that athletes have been using for a very long time, but now we just call it CrossFit.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. I mentioned earlier that you competed in the CrossFit Games regionals in 2012 and 2013. Can you tell us how it was and what you had to do in the competition?
Yeah. CrossFit back then is a little bit different than it is now. When I first started CrossFit, the reason that I fell in love with it was because you know, it's supposed to be functional conditioning. It's can you pick something up off the floor? Can you put something above your head? Can you pull yourself up on a bar? It's very functional movements. It's squatting like you would do on the toilet or on getting down and sitting on a sofa. That's a squat. You know, and I fell in love with that, and I fell in love with the skill development aspect of it. And back then I was training about an hour a day, and it turns out I was really good at it. And when I became really good at it, I started competing and made it through to the CrossFit Game Regionals and placed in the top 10 in my second year. I placed seventh. But it's very different now. Competing in CrossFit now requires quite a bit of time. Just the levels have just increased dramatically. So you have to be an amazing weightlifter. You have to be an amazing gymnast. You have to be, you know, an amazing runner. You have to have a lot of endurance, and you have to really put in all the time to a lot of those disciplines. Because you're training, they're testing so many different modalities. You have to really spend the time getting good at all of them.
Yeah.
So it required a lot of the CrossFit athletes now. They're training 6 to 8 hours a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would you say it's more difficult for females than males? Or do you think it's based off your dedication, motivation?
Yeah, I think in some ways it's more difficult just because I don't think that girls wake up one day and decide that they want to lift 200 pounds above their head. That's not something that a lot of girls wake up and just think. They think, I want to get in shape and fit in a swimsuit, right?
Yeah.
It's a little bit different. And girls haven't been told from, you know, a lot of guys, they play different sports in high school that require them to use a weight room. Football, I mean, whatever sport you decide to play, most of the time they're going to put you in a weight room and encourage you to get stronger.
Yeah.
A lot of girl sports don't encourage that. They encourage,
cardio,
plyometrics. You know, if you want a lot of girl sports are like, think about like soccer and field hockey. It's all about speed. You want to increase your endurance. A lot of girls are, you know, they do track and field, or they'll do cross country things that, you know, actually strength training would help, but they're not necessarily encouraged to do it. And so I think boys are exposed to weightlifting and weight training at a lot earlier of an age, where girls have to really, they have to pursue it.
Yeah,
they have to really look for it.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that In my case, being strong was taught to me at a very early age. I was very, very proud of how strong I was. We'd have push-up contests at school, and I'd beat all the guys, and I'd beat everybody older than me. And it was amazing. I loved that feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of girls kind of shy away from that. They don't want to be stronger than the guys. They don't want to, they have a fear of getting bulky. I mean, we could talk about that argument all day.
Yeah, it's just...
The girls don't necessarily have the same interest as the guys. So in that sense, getting started, I think, is harder for girls. But actually doing it, girls are actually sometimes a lot better at CrossFit than guys.
Nice.
I think girls are, mobility is huge in CrossFit. You have to be very mobile in order to be good at CrossFit. You have to be able to put your arms over your head without hunching. You have to be able to support weight over your head. And those are things that girls are much better at.
Yeah. Well, so you mentioned like all the different types of exercises that CrossFit has, but what would you say, like, can you give us an example of a full CrossFit session?
Yeah, sure. So for at least at my gym, what we do in our CrossFit classes, we start with a warm-up. And our warm-ups were definitely focused on mobility, for sure, stability, so exercising core control. We're interested in warming up joints, all the joints before we start exercising.
That's great.
And at that point, we'll move into our skill for the day. And every class has a skill, which I think is one of the most important parts of CrossFit. Skill development is really big for coordination and for inducing flow in athletes. It's really important to give yourself something to work on that's going to challenge you mentally. It's going to keep you focused and dedicated to your goals. I think that's the biggest thing for people who are struggling with commitment issues, is you need to actually be working on something, okay, not just going into a class and just doing it. You need to find something that you can progress at.
Okay.
And then the final 15 to 20 minutes is going to be the actual workout portion, which is going to be high intensity. It'll combine 2 to 3, sometimes very rarely more, movements. For example, a weightlifting movement like a squat or a deadlift, or an Olympic weightlifting movement like a snatch or a clean, and combine that with a gymnastics movement like a pull-up or a handstand movement. Sometimes we'll even add in an element of like running or rowing or biking. So we'll do all three of those in a circuit manner, go around to all the different stations repeatedly. And it's done anywhere between 5 minutes. We've had workouts 5 minutes or less. We've had anything up to 30 minutes. Usually we don't go more than 30 minutes, and usually it's around 12 to 15 minutes.
So every typical session will be 30 minutes at the most.
The actual workout,
the workout
portion.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. For sure. And usually it doesn't go that long. Yeah.
Okay.
The full class is an hour.
At what age can you start CrossFit?
That's a great question. You can start CrossFit very early. A lot of people are very nervous about kids using weights. But you just have to be very, very careful. In gymnastics, we started using weights when I was about 7. And that doesn't mean we're lifting max effort. It means that we're strengthening muscles. There's a big difference. We're not interested. Yeah.
So because I heard something about, like, if you lift weights at a young age,
it'll stunt your growth?
Yes.
That's not true. It's definitely not true. There's kids, I mean, if you look at the way that other countries develop weightlifters, they're having their kids lift, from the age of 8, 9, 10. Yeah. And I would definitely say that I lifted a lot of weights in gymnastics, and it didn't stunt my growth. I'm taller than both of my parents.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have kids classes at the gym. The youngest that we start is, I believe, 7. And they're using body weight movements, body weight exercises. They're learning a lot of technique, building a good foundation, so that by the time they're in their preteens and teens, they can start adding a little bit of weight. But you definitely have to give the kids a good foundation. We're not rushing these kids into anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it hard to keep them focused?
It's a good question, but I think that fitness is really fun especially when you're doing it in this manner. You're not, sometimes you look at PE programs and these kids are just like running laps. And it's not fun at all. But when you actually are giving kids things to work on, skills, it's similar to gymnastics. Kids love gymnastics, right? They love flipping. They love doing skills. They love learning new things and improving. That's the same thing with CrossFit. You just have to put fitness into a manner where it's actually fun and kids want to do it. And, you know, sitting on an elliptical for a kid is not going to be fun for them. You know, they need to move. They need to run. They need to jump. They need to pull and push. And, you know, that's exactly what CrossFit is.
That's great. Would you say for a beginner in CrossFit, you guys do the same workout routines, or do you guys minimize it or make it easier for the beginner?
Yeah, for sure.
What are the differences, would you say?
Everybody that comes in is very different, and that's something that I think that Synapse does differently from other CrossFits as well, is that we recognize that every beginner is a different kind of beginner. So somebody who is new to CrossFit but has been, you know, a college football player is going to be much different than my mom coming in, which she does, and she's 66 years old, and so she's a much different beginner than a former athlete. So we take our beginners one-on-one. We work with them one-on-one first, and we determine where their strengths and weaknesses are, and we communicate that to all of our coaches. So somebody who I think the biggest issues that we see with beginners coming in is a lot of internally rotated shoulders. Everybody's been texting or typing on a computer all day, and our goal is to focus on mobility. Most people, when they come in, our job is to figure out how to open them up enough to do movement correctly. And figure out what they've been doing in their life so far that has impacted their body. And especially people who have not exercised for a number of years, they have a lot of issues that we just need to figure out. Does that mean that they can't work out? Absolutely not. It just means that we have to change the way we give them workouts. We need to we have to modify for almost every single person. And sometimes you'll walk into some of our beginner classes and every single person will be doing a different workout. And I love that. I think that's really necessary.
Yeah, that's great, because you guys are being on a personal level, like one-on-one, instead of like ignoring their problems or whatever going on with their body. You guys are actually taking the time to modify, like you said, for each person, and I think that's great. So
me too.
When taking a CrossFit class, is there a specific clothing people need to wear, or is it just like a regular type of?
I heard a commercial the other day that drove me crazy. It was like an Old Navy commercial, and they were talking about like how somebody went in to their class with, they were wearing, they weren't wearing Lululemon or something like that, and they felt, you know, ugly in their t-shirt and shorts. And I was like, that's all I wear. All I wear is sweatpants, and sometimes I go barefoot. And you know, just we'll take you as you are. You know, that's the beauty of CrossFit, is that you don't have to be anything. You just have to work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since your gym does offer personal training, what's the difference between taking a CrossFit class versus taking a class with a trainer?
Yeah, I think there's certain people that have more needs than others. You know, we've had a few people with very extensive injuries or extensive health problems that we really need to just take some time and focus on them. We'll recognize it in our one-on-one sessions, and we'll tell them being in a group setting would not be good for you.
I know you guys also offer more classes in your gym.
Yeah.
For example, like Olympic weightlifting.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Weightlifting is just the snatch and the clean and jerk. That's it. And that's actually what I do. I compete in weightlifting, and that is what you see in the Olympic Games. That is just moving weight around. We squat, we do a lot of accessory work, but it's really focused on the snatch and the clean and jerk. We work a lot on technique and then building the strength in those lifts. We also have a gymnastics class that is really, really good. Our program is expanding June 1st, and it's all core conditioning, mobility, of course, and then actually learning gymnastics skills. So we'll have mats, and there'll be skill goals for them as well, learning cartwheels and handstands, and also the strength benefits that come with that.
That's great. Can people that practice CrossFit get the same results as the ones who weight train in regards to size? would you say?
Yeah, it just depends. It just depends on what your goals are. I mean, we can really modify any program. CrossFitters can increase size if they choose to, or they can decrease. Yeah, it just depends on your program.
So are the weightlifting sessions different from the CrossFit sessions?
Yes, there's no cardio in the weightlifting classes. They're not running. They're not doing a whole lot of jumping and gymnastics conditioning. They're really just focused on a barbell, which is a great option for some people and not for others.
Yeah. So weightlifting, you said the snatch.
Mm-hmm, the snatch and the clean and jerk, yeah.
Can you tell me what that is?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, most people don't. You should watch it in the Olympics this year in Rio.
Okay.
And it's the snatch is bringing, is one movement, bringing weight from the floor level to overhead in one motion, which is the most work that you can do in a lift. So the floor, it's very, very explosive, obviously. So floor to all the way overhead. The clean and jerk is two movements. The clean is bringing weight from the floor to shoulder level, and then the jerk is bringing weight from shoulder level to overhead.
Oh,
yeah, so because it's two movements, you can usually do more weight in the clean and jerk than you can in the snatch. It's more strength-based, and the snatch is a little bit more skill-based.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah.
For people that want to or are interested in weightlifting or CrossFit, how could they contact you?
Yeah, they can. I would highly recommend you guys to check out our website at CrossFitSynapse.com. Synapse, S-Y-N-A-P-S-E. And we have an Instagram. We have a Facebook. Our Instagram is great. We have a whole lot of videos and everything. You can check out my Instagram too, AliceAssin.
Awesome. before we go, is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about?
Try it, and then if you like it, go for it. Try not to listen to society, what they tell you, and just go with an exercise regimen that you love, and I think you might find that you'll like it.
Thank you for stopping by. Make sure you check out Synapse Strength and Conditioning Gym, located in between Tampa and Reseda exits off the 101 freeway. Free parking is also available on the street or in the back. And stay tuned for A Healthy Living with Lonnie Sagasume on kpcradio.com. And remember, it's a lifestyle.